The Making of Disciples, Book Number 20 in the Practical Helps for Overcomers series, written by Zacharias Tani Fomum, narrated by Gerald Zimmerman. Preface. In 1973, while I was a lecturer at Makerere University, Kampala, in Uganda, the attention of my wife Priska was drawn at 10 a.m. one morning to a crying baby girl in a gutter, not far away from our house, which was located at about 100 meters from one of the female halls of residence. The baby was probably born to a student who did not want her and so threw her away. My dear wife picked her up, cleaned her, named her Lydia, and rushed her to the Sanyu baby home. A few days afterwards, we went to check on her, and we were deeply grieved to hear that she had died. Those hours, the first of her life, that was spent in the gutter without any care, had caused her infections that proved fatal. I have not been able to forget the incident. I have seen many people take decisions at evangelistic meetings and through personal witnessing. The truth is that very few of those people have continued in the Christian way. Of those who have continued, only a few have matured rapidly to begin to minister to the Lord and to others. I, however, found that those who spent the most time with me seemed to make more rapid progress because they were receiving ministry all the time. I knew a missionary. He was a dear man of God and full of zeal. He preached everywhere for about 9 years in a certain denomination. When he was forced by circumstances to return to his country, he left no team behind to continue his work. The evangelistic team that he had started died with his departure. Had he been successful? I know another missionary who was also keen on winning souls. He started an evangelistic center. The Lord began to bless it. I even preached once in that center. There were at least 300 people there that night. 46 people came forward to make a commitment to Christ. Then he left. 6 months after he left, the attendance dropped to 50. And within 1 year, that center was closed. It has not been reopened for 5 years. Was he successful? I was the evangelist in an evangelistic campaign in our center. The Lord moved that night. About 80 people came forward to receive the Lord. I asked the counselors to come forward and counsel these people into the kingdom of God. 20 people came up quickly. Then another 10 came up reluctantly. Then I was left on the stage with about 50 people with no more counselors coming forward. There were at least 1,000 believers in the assembly, and at least 800 of them were present that night. The 80 deacons and deaconesses in the assembly had each counseled a number of people in the last 4 weeks, and their hands were full with young converts. They did not feel that they should come and counsel some more, since that would mean that they could not give all of them individual attention. Why did none of the other 720 believers who were present come up? When I finally spoke sternly, some more of the deacons and deaconesses came up joylessly. It was a bad evening, even though God had moved. Had I been successful in building up the assembly? God had used me to get it started, but what had I done? I had filled it with babies. Many had their heads filled with good teaching, but I had failed to teach them to make disciples. Sure enough, many were mature and others were maturing in the Christian way. However, I had failed not only to teach them to be disciples, but also to make disciples. The Lord had commanded me to make disciples who would make disciples. I was to teach disciples to mature and make other disciples. I was to encourage disciple makers to become makers of disciple makers. I had been unfaithful in making disciple makers. I had failed the Lord. This book is an attempt to meet the need of the call of the Lord to make disciples who will make disciples who will make disciples and so forth. Some of us have been attempting to practice what is written here for the last 2 years. This book is written with some of the problems that we have encountered in mind, and we have tried to incorporate what we think are answers to some of these problems in the writing of the book. We are still laboring at some of the problems. We welcome criticisms and suggestions. The task of making disciples, who will in turn make disciples and so on, is far from easy. However, the difficulties and the problems involved do not invite anyone to run away from the task. That would be running away from the command of the Lord. We feel that rather than run away from the task, we should commit ourselves to it, really work at it, make mistakes, learn from them, and continue. We believe that if the Lord asks that disciples should be made who will make other disciples, then the general situation that exists in the churches today, where most members cannot lead someone to the Lord and build him up, where everything is being carried out by a few who are tired and broken, is abnormal. This abnormality can only be corrected by a return to obeying the command of the Lord the way He meant it to be. The apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. All the saints are to be in the ministry and are all to be equipped for the work. All the saints are to be actively involved in the work of building up the body of Christ. No spectators are permitted in the church. No dwarfs, people who after many years in the Lord remain babies to be fed and do not become adults to administer to others, are permitted in the church. If all the disciples in the church universal take their call to become disciples seriously and commit themselves not only to be disciples but also to make disciples who will in turn make disciples, we should soon see the whole world invaded with the gospel, and then the King will come. We recommend that you read the entire book before you start to raise questions or objections. That is an honest approach. Some of the questions that may be raised earlier on in the book are answered in later chapters. If you have made disciples who have made disciples by some other methods, please write to us. We send this book out with prayer that the one who commanded that disciples be made should use it and, by the power of the Holy Spirit, contribute to the making of disciples who will make disciples. Lord Jesus, ignore the faults and failures in the author of this book. Lord, ignore the faults in the presentation and bless this message for the glory of your holy name. Yaoundé, July 17, 1986. Dr. Zacharias Tani Fomum, Yaoundé, Cameroon. Thank you for listening to this book. If you have any question and or need help, do not hesitate to contact us through ztfbooks@cmfionline.org. If this book has blessed you, then we would also be grateful if you leave a positive review at your favorite retailer. ZTF Books, through Christian Publishing House, CPH, offers a wide selection of best-selling Christian books in print, e-book, and audiobook formats on a broad spectrum of topics, including marriage and family, sexuality, practical spiritual warfare, Christian service, Christian leadership, and much more. Visit us at ztfbooks.com to learn more about our latest releases and special offers. And thank you for being a ZTF book reader. We would like to recommend to you another book on a similar theme, The Way of Discipleship. In this book, The Way of Discipleship, we set forth the terms of discipleship as the Lord meant them to be. We know very clearly that Jesus never intended to have converts. He has always wanted disciples. We set forth these truths not from a superior position of those who have arrived, but from the position of committed students in the school of discipleship. This book goes out with prayer that the Lord Jesus will use its message to transform converts into disciples. We equally offer on-ground and remote training courses all year round from basic to university level at the University of Prayer and Fasting, WUPF, and the School of Knowing and Serving God, SKSG. You are highly welcome to enroll at your soonest convenience. Or maybe our online courses will be much handy. Very important. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to receive Him. Here are some steps to help you. Admit that you are a sinner by nature and by practice, and that on your own you are without hope. Tell God you have personally sinned against Him in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Confess your sins to Him, one after another, in a sincere prayer. Do not leave out any sins that you can remember. Truly, turn from your sinful ways and abandon them. If you stole, steal no more. If you have been committing adultery or fornication, stop it. God will not forgive you if you have no desire to stop sinning in all areas of your life, but if you are sincere, He will give you the power to stop sinning. Believe that Jesus Christ, who is God's Son, is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." John 14:6. The Bible says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all." 1 Timothy 2:5-6. "And there is salvation in no one else apart from Jesus, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. "But to all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave power to become children of God." John 1:12. But consider the cost of following Him. Jesus said that all who follow Him must deny themselves, and this includes selfish financial, social, and other interests. He also wants His followers to take up their crosses and follow Him. Are you prepared to abandon your own interests daily for those of Christ? Are you prepared to be led in a new direction by Him? Are you prepared to suffer for Him and die for Him if need be? Jesus will have nothing to do with half-hearted people. His demands are total. He will only receive and forgive those who are prepared to follow Him at any cost. Think about it and count the cost. If you are prepared to follow Him, come what may, then there is something to do. Invite Jesus to come into your heart and life. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to his heart and life, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me." Revelation 3:20. Why don't you pray a prayer like the following one, or one of your own construction as the Holy Spirit leads? Lord Jesus, I am a wretched, lost sinner who has sinned in thought, word, and deed. Forgive all my sins and cleanse me. Receive me, Savior, and transform me into a child of God. Come into my heart now and give me eternal life right now. I will follow you at all costs, trusting the Holy Spirit to give me all the power I need. When you pray this prayer sincerely, Jesus answers at once and justifies you before God and makes you His child. Please write to me, ZTF Books at cmfionline.org, and I will pray for you and help you as you go on with Jesus Christ. About the author, Zacharias Tani Fomum, 1945-2009. Founding leader, Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI. Professor Zacharias Tanny Foeman was born in the flesh on 20th June 1945 and became born again on 13th June 1956. On 1st October 1966, he consecrated his life to the Lord Jesus and to his service, and was filled with the Holy Spirit on 24 October 1970. He was taken to be with the Lord on 14 March 2009. Professor Foeman was admitted to a first class in the Bachelor of Science degree, graduating as a prize-winning student from Fora Bay College in the University of Sierra Leone in October 1969. At the age of 28, he was awarded a Ph.D. in organic chemistry by the University of Makerere, Kampala, in Uganda. In October 2005, he was awarded a Doctor of Science, DSc, by the University of Durham, Great Britain. This higher doctorate was in recognition of his distinct contributions to scientific knowledge through research. As a professor of organic chemistry in the University of Yaoundé 1, Cameroon, Professor Foeman supervised or co-supervised more than 100 master's degree and doctoral degree theses and co-authored over 160 scientific articles in leading international journals. He considered Jesus Christ the Lord of science, for by him all things were created, Colossians 1:16. And scientific research as an act of obedience to God's command to subdue the earth, Genesis 1:28. He therefore made the Lord Jesus the director of his research laboratory while he took the place of deputy director, and attributed his outstanding success as a scientist to Jesus' revelational leadership. In more than 40 years of Christian ministry, Professor Foeman traveled extensively, preaching the gospel, planting churches, and training spiritual leaders. He made more than 700 missionary journeys within Cameroon, which ranged from 1 day to 3 weeks in duration. 500 missionary journeys to more than 70 different nations in all the 6 continents. These ranged from 2 days to 6 weeks in duration. By the time of his going to be with the Lord in 2009, he had preached in over 1,000 localities in Cameroon, sent over 200 national missionaries into many localities in Cameroon, and planted over 1,300 churches in the various administrative provinces of Cameroon. At his base in Yaoundé, he planted and built a megachurch with his co-workers, which grew to a steady membership of about 12,000. Professor Foeman was a founding team leader of Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI, an evangelism, soul-winning, disciple-making, church-planting, and missionary-sending movement with more than 200 international missionaries and thousands of churches in 65 nations spread across Africa, Europe, the Americas, Asia, and Oceania. In the course of their ministry, Professor Foeman and his team witnessed more than 10,000 recorded healing miracles performed by God in answer to prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. These miracles include instant healings of headaches, cancers, HIV/AIDS, blindness, deafness, dumbness, paralysis, madness, and new teeth and organs received. Professor Foeman read the entire Bible more than 60 times, read more than 1,350 books on the Christian faith, and authored over 150 books to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. 5 million copies of these books are in circulation in 12 languages, as well as 16 million gospel tracts in 17 languages. Professor Foeman was a man who sought God. He spent between 15 minutes and 6 hours daily alone with God in what he called daily dynamic encounters with God. During these daily dynamic encounters with God, he read God's Word, meditated on it, listened to God's voice, heard God speak to him, recorded what God was saying to him, and prayed it through. He thus had over 18,000 daily dynamic encounters with God. He also had over 60 periods of withdrawing to seek God alone for periods that ranged from 3 to 21 days, which he termed retreats for spiritual progress. The time he spent seeking God slowly transformed him into a man who hungered, thirsted, and panted after God. His unceasing heart cry was, "Oh, that I would have more of God." Professor Fulman was a man of prayer and a leading teacher on prayer in many churches and conferences around the world. He considered prayer to be the most important work that can be done for God and for man. He was a man of faith who believed that God answers prayer. He kept a record of his prayer requests and had over 50,000 recorded answers to prayer in his prayer books. He carried out over 100 prayer walks of between 5 and 47 kilometers in towns and cities around the world. He and his team carried out over 57 prayer crusades, periods of 40 days and nights during which at least 8 hours are invested into prayer each day. They also carried out over 80 prayer sieges, times of near nonstop praying that ranges from 24 hours to 120 hours. He authored the Prayer Power series, a 13-volume set of books on various aspects of prayer: supplication, fasting, intercession, and spiritual warfare. He started prayer chains, prayer rooms, prayer houses, national and continental prayer movements in Cameroon and other nations. He worked with leaders of local churches in India to disciple and train more than 2 million believers. Professor Fulman also considered fasting as one of the weapons of Christian spiritual warfare. He carried out over 250 fasts, ranging from 3 days to 40 days, drinking only water or water supplemented with soluble vitamins. Called by the Lord to a distinct ministry of intercession, he pioneered fasting and prayer movements and led in battles against principalities and powers obstructing the progress of the gospel and God's global purposes. He was enabled to carry out 3 supra, long fasts of between 52 and 70 days in his final years. Professor Fulman chose a lifestyle of simplicity and self-imposed poverty in order to invest more funds into the critical work of evangelism, soul-winning, church planting, and the building up of believers. Knowing the importance of money and its role in the battle to reach those without Christ with the glorious gospel, he and his wife grew to investing 92.5% of their earned income from all sources, salaries, allowances, royalties, and cash gifts, into the gospel. They invested with the hope that, as they grew in the knowledge and love of the Lord and the perishing souls of people, they would one day invest 99% of their income into the gospel. He was married to Prisca Zay Fulman, and they had 7 children who are all involved in the work of the gospel, some serving as missionaries. Prisca is a national and international minister specializing in the winning and discipling of children to Jesus Christ. She also communicates and imparts the vision of ministry to children with a view to raising and building up ministers to them. The professor owed all that he was and all that God had done through him to the unmerited favor and blessing of God, and to his worldwide army of friends and co-workers. He considered himself nothing without them and the blessing of God, and would have amounted to nothing but for them. All praise and glory to Jesus Christ. You have been listening to book number 20 in the Practical Helps for Overcomers series, The Making of Disciples, written by Zacharias Tanny Fulman, narrated by Gerald Zimmerman. Copyright 1986 by Zacharias Tanny Fulman. Production copyright 2019 by ZTF Books Online.